gimana? Da ist sie das am Arlen Silksatzen. Da ist am Abi in Subsieben. Begut. Abi geht so gut gedeihen. Da ist am Nissen. Good afternoon. Good afternoon, everyone. I want to thank you all for being here today. Our friends, our neighbors, the many young people, the people who have traveled a long way to be here with us. Whether you're from Vancouver, or Coquitlam, Paris, thank you. And thank you all the WELP members and the WELP, our neighbors, the Gixan, for coming to join us today. To join us to show and share how we exercise our Dakyat. And even more important now, as we face crises around the world, with climate change, climate crises, food security, in addition to the pandemic that we're now in. Thank you. I really want to thank all our staff as well. Fishery, Joel, Tara, many others. And WELP Village and WELP members of Village House who have been planning for the last couple of years to protect their Lahit. In the last few years, we see the destruction of habitat, the shifting of spawning areas. You'll hear about that today. I'm really happy to be here today. It always reminds me of my grandfather. His name was Lel, a hereditary chief from Binwarah. His dad was Wilit. They lived here at Lochanzok. They were born and raised here. My grandfather was almost 100 when he passed in the late 80s. I could never forget the many times that I visited and shared with him the stories that he told, in addition to the Ayok and the method, messaging, the learning, and the songs that he sang. He'd always tell me about Lochanzok, Mitziad, and he'd say, and the stories that he heard from his grandfather, from his dad, how there was hostilities here in the mid-1800s. And how at this very spot that we are on, in about 1861, that our neighbors did not want to continue any hostilities. They wanted peace. They wanted peace. In our language, we call it Kawagan. And this is where it happened. You will hear that song in a few minutes. I could never forget it. He sang it many times. And that's a victory song, the transfer of territory. You know, it's 160 years ago. that occurred here. It was, at that time, this was all American territories. They say 1846 is a time of sovereignty, but we now find out that date is not correct. In 1903, this was still American territories, asserted territories of the Americans. North of the Skeena River would be the British colony. So if you go across the bridge at Petrican, that would have been the international bridge. Today we hear lots about the United Nations Declaration, the Articles, the indigenous people have a right to preserve their lands, use their culture, their systems, and lots to talk about reconciliation. How do we correct the wrong that was done to us? And it's unfortunate that one part of the government chose not to be here today. They were instructed not to attend, not to come here, because we were exercising our right to use our traditional law to protect where wild salmon spawn. And to ensure that our future generation, our youth, our young people, continue to have food security, to enjoy the salmon. Just last night, over 3,000 sockeye passed just a few feet down below here. 3,800 sockeye. Now we're at 221,000 that have passed and are into the spawning beds, into the Hanna, Tintina, Strone, the Lakeshore. And yet we hear from BC, we will protect wild salmon and their habitat. And they didn't want to come. To stand with us. I think they should just continue to stay home and give our land back. That would be justice. I want to say to the young people, many of you, WILT members, whether you're indigenous, non-indigenous, we love this area. We love to have clean air, clean water, the food. I always heard my grandparents and my uncle and my grandfather, as I was in my late teens, 20s, they would say, one day you're going to do what I'm doing. It's now for the young people, our young Gixan, Gitnyao people, to stand up and be firm and be bold and begin to transition our lahit back to the rightful owners. That what we inherited from Jeets and Yep, because they won't do it, we have to do it. And we can do it. So I want to leave that with you, and I really again thank you all for being here. I always remember Bert being involved with the Gixan, one of their head chiefs and elders, the former Delgamuuk, the late Albert Tate, used to always say when things were tough, Onadam Baskim, no, de la Yibit Asun. Who are we scared of? This is all our land. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Samargit Mali. Next, I call upon Tara to do her presentation.
Sinjet Sigam Hanak, Bantko Bultik, Tara Marsden, Machking Hue, Wolfskam Lacheld Winswick, Lachenerich Degi. Thank you everybody for coming today. My name is Tara Marsden and I am going to give you a little bit of a background on why we're here and introduce the declaration. Very honored to be invited to work with Wilkwilet to protect this really sacred and important area. As Mali has said, 210,000 sockeye have made it through the falls. It's a great year. It's a really good year, and the rain's falling. And while we have climate change to deal with, today in Ayok, in Gitnyau Ayok, the area will be protected from mining, mineral exploration, and major industrial development. In 2012, the Hanatintina Conservancy was established as a part of the Gitnyau Lahyip Land Use Plan. Mali and the other Simgiget worked 10 years to establish the Lahyip Land Use Plan, and as a part of that, the Hanatintina has been protected. Those two creeks, when you go up to the junction, there's two bridges. Cross over the bridge, you look down, this time of year, should be red. But as we get less and less snow each year, those creeks are starting to dry more, and salmon aren't doing as well in those creeks. But in 2016, our amazing Gitnyau Fisheries Authority did a study and found that the salmon were doing a lot better in Stone Creek, Si Andalgan, in the northwest part of the lake. So around 40 to 50% of the salmon are in that creek now spawning, or will be soon. But that, the evidence that we have is that that area is vital to the survival and continuance of the Nass River. Okay, we just lost one mic. Okay, that's good. So we have been trying to work with the provincial government to expand the Hanatintina Conservancy. It has been 4.5 years and we are making progress. They are not here today, which is unfortunate. They want to make their own declaration, their own laws, and we will do that in a government-to-government way. But we cannot wait. We cannot wait for the government to prioritize the Gitnyau when they go through other land use planning and protected areas work that they're doing. So the WILP has said they want to protect the area in our own Ayok, and government can come along later and take the credit like they usually do. But that's why we're here today, and we're going to do the signing of the ceremony, and everybody can sit if you're standing out of respect, thank you, but you're welcome to sit. And I'm going to read it first in English, and then I'm gonna invite Skawa up to help me with the Somaliuk translation. I'm learning, and I have my amazing aunt, Skawa, who has been teaching me. So this will be available for everybody. Once it's been signed, it will be attached to the management plan, which you'll get a copy of later today. Declaration of the Wilkwilitzk-Mezyadin Indigenous Protected Area. Wilkwilitzk hereby affirms, in accordance with the Gitnyau Ayok, our responsibility to protect the area within the Mezyadin watershed, to ensure the survival of salmon for future generations and for healthy ecosystems. Wilkwilitzk is concerned about the potential impact of mining, mineral exploration, railway, and other major industrial development on the salmon spawning habitat in the watershed, and is acting on the inherent right of self-government to uphold Gwelgeenst. Wilkwilitzk wishes to ensure food security and response to climate crisis by protecting a major habitat system in the Nass watershed. Wilkwilitzk works in cooperation with the seven other Gitnyau Wilp for the betterment of the Huwilp and the Lahyip through the Gitnyau Lahyip Land Use Plan. In 2012, the Gitnyau Lahyip Land Use Plan became law and protected the Hannah and Tintina Creeks. And it includes provisions for updates. In 2016, Wilkwilitzk became aware of higher abundance of salmon spawning in Strone Creek and have taken every step possible since then to protect Strone and its tributary Surprise Creek. Salmon is vital to the Gitnyau culture, governance, physical and social well-being of our members. Without salmon, we lose our identity, history, and connection to the land and to future generations. Today, we take the important step to continue to protect the Mezyadin watershed while still allowing and promoting sustainable development. The Indigenous Protected Area is not a park. It is a new way of being with the land and water in respect, but also ensuring our people and our neighbors can sustain themselves with employment opportunities. This declaration is accompanied by a draft management plan which outlines what activities are allowed in the Mezyadin Indigenous Protected Area and which activities are prohibited. It also outlines the value of the area and why we are protecting it. The draft management plan will be open for WILP and public review. Comments and feedback are welcome. The review period will be 6 months, and following that, a final management plan will be shared with all affected parties and other levels of government. In addition to the Gitnyau Ayok, this declaration is supported by the United Nations Declaration on the Rights of Indigenous People, the Gitnyau Lahyip Land Use Plan, and the BC Declaration on the Rights of Indigenous Peoples Act, and numerous other legal precedents, including the Delgamuukw-Gisday'wey Supreme Court decision and the Wilitzk BC Court decision of 2008. We invite Gitnyau Wilp and our Gitsan Amnagoch and Nadil to witness and affirm this declaration. Hogeacham alu Tadin Hagyuch Aluch Din Dalab Wilp Tadin Wilpulitz Ayok Gitnyau Dimwala Didit Miso Lach Mezyadin El Flel Nidit Alex Galenum Luent Got Wilpulitz Elf and Hlel and Fels Nedi Hasakdit Dim Lubait Wilak Deet and Sahun Hasak Wilp Wilitzk Dim Hogakum Amagyat Winlo of Hun Zayet Nedi Gil Sim Giget Bakirum Gitnyau Ilotzi Bats Deet Ayok Il Hogum Deet Deet Gant Lidl did Gaal and Halye Gan Sigandogan. Did a Nel Hun Il Gabot Willa de Dilsum Gan Nidit Adex Galenum Simgit Lich Dum Saturn Simgit Lich No Saturn Dim Galye, Dim Dip Dil, Didils Mezyadin, Didil Mezyadin, Doch en Hafels, Flels Lachip, Gant Lach Ax, El Flagatum.
Liptok, Tarwinsk, Saont, Hochti, and Mele Melfel. Guh Daak di Gant Guh Neri Dakrich Demjetit Lach Mesian Ichtignital Gut Gant Wulstip de Dil Lachip Mesian Sayet om Lagatum el Getniao Gitsan Amnagot Gant Nadilum Dim Gayasum, when Hogiachum, Aludal Ayok, Gant Dimwala, Didit, Lachip, Mezian. I'm going to invite the Simgiget and the Simgiget Amhanak to come up and sign. And as the victory song starts, so when you hear music start, can you please stop recording? This is a song that is not intended to be recorded, but we will have an opportunity after that song for more recording.